He plagued the city for years with his bizarre penchant for theatrical crimes. Many dismissed him merely as a bubble-headed grandstander.
I'm almost ready, Peter.
But 2 days ago, Quentin Beck, the man whose nom de crime was Mysterio, was found dead of an apparent suicide in a building he owned in Midtown.
Peter?
Police also discovered the bodies of at least 24 costumed men, assumed to be in the employ of this so-called supervillain.
Tiger?
The DA's office has yet to make a statement, pending further investigation.
Are you okay?
At a press conference,
I guess it's just Daily Bugle editor Mysterio.
J. Jonah Jameson
indicated that while he lacked after all this time,
he felt the vigilante
he's gone.
Spider-Man
I spent years fighting the guy, and now he's dead.
He's a menace! I've been saying it for
it's
years,
just,
haven't I?
I feel responsible somehow.
In a related story,
Peter, the man was a lunatic.
Franklin Nelson in the McKenzie murder case have been dropped.
You had nothing to do with what he did to himself, or all those people.
More on that.
Don't mourn for Mysterio. Mourn for someone who deserves it.
Lord, we gather to lay to rest your daughter, Karen. We ask that you welcome her into your heavenly kingdom and give repose to her soul. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I've been up all night, trying to write a eulogy.
Now, I've asked Matthew Murdock, Karen's longtime friend, to say a few words about the woman who held such a special place in our hearts. Mr. Murdock?
It's vulgar. Playing the role of the helpless blind man at the funeral of one of the only people who knew the whole truth about me. I feel like a liar.
Hello? This may take a while. Karen was...
No. There are no words.
I'm sorry.
I put a hand on the casket. I'll miss you, Karen.
Mr. Murdock?
Hello, Peter.
Matt. I don't even know where to begin.
I'm not going to be very good company right now, Peter.
Yeah, I understand. But I think there are a few things we should talk about.
Yes, there are.
Does tomorrow night sound okay? How about the usual place? Say, 9 o'clock?
I'll try.
I sit at the desk in my apartment and open the large manila envelope. Once her radio career took off, Karen retained the Upper West Side firm of Mosier, Schwalbach, and Pereira to handle her contracts. She'd always maintained that using me as her lawyer would be a little too close to home for her. I just found out why. There was a sizable insurance policy through the station, Fisk Station, ironically enough, that she never told me about. The benefits, a term with its own inherent irony, are in the low 7 figures. I can't use it to buy her life back. Then, in the bottom of the envelope, I feel something else. Something that smells like Karen.
Lover. By the time you read this, I hope you're about 75. Will you still be able to feel the raised ink through your aged fingertips, I wonder? One of the benefits in the West Coast WFSK package was an obscene life insurance policy. As you must know already, I've listed you as the beneficiary. Whenever you get it, if you've ever loved me, I want you to promise me that you'll spend the money on yourself. Don't give it to any charities, don't pay bills with it, spend it on something that'll make you happy. But hey, no girls, Murdock. I've still got my eye on you. Consider it a bonus for everything I ever put you through, good and bad. Consider it a memorial for someone whose whole adult life was primarily a testimony to the power of the love of one good man. Consider it that last kiss I was never able to give you before I left for the West Coast. But mostly, consider it yours. Please, Matt. You've always done so much for me. Let me do this one thing for you. Of my death, however it came, I can say only this. It was a small price to pay for the gift of having known you. Love forever. Karen.
You always leave windows open like that?
Don't you ever knock?
Hey, it's my apartment, lady.
Do you ever miss the old brownstone, Matt?
Sure. I've even thought about rebuilding it once or twice. I mean, I do still own the lot.
Then why don't you do it?
You have any idea what construction goes for in this town? And remember, I'm one of those idealistic lawyers who never makes any money.
Well, start billing hourly again.
Hey, you're pretty good. Want a secretarial position in my office? The benefits stink, but I can guarantee you a lot of afternoon delight with the boss.
Been there, done that.
Well, can't blame a guy for trying. I'm going to take a shower, try to get this mugger smell off me.
Care for a little company, hero?
Only if it's you, babe.
Only if it's you.
Rikers Island prison barge, the next day.
Hey, free man.
Hey, Matt.
Come on, I've got a car waiting.
Was Liz at the funeral?
Yeah. Have you spoken to her yet?
Once. She came to visit me. I spent my first day in Rikers going over and over in my head what had happened with Lydia. I was trying to figure out if maybe I didn't see what I thought I saw, or if maybe I did see something, but it wasn't real. My head was swimming. I didn't know what had happened. I hadn't spoken to you since the arraignment. My mother wasn't coming to see me, and I was starting to get recognized with some of the other inmates, guys whose cases we'd turned down in the past. I was really scared, but not nearly as scared as when I had to face Liz on the other side of the plexiglass.
Hello, Franklin.
Liz! Oh, Liz, it's so good to see you.
Is it true?
Liz, I didn't kill that woman. You gotta believe me. She was some sort of, I don't know, demon. She threw herself out that window, I swear.
But did you spend the night with her? I thought so.
Liz, I'm so sorry. Please, you have to know how sorry I am.
Tears and sorrow. Welcome to my world, Franklin.
Liz used to tell me I represented stability for her, and I let her down. It doesn't matter that they cleared the charges, Matt, because they can't erase the real crime.
Care for a little company?
No offense, Pete, but the company I'd really care for won't be showing up tonight. Or ever.
That's something I want to talk to you about. But first, I need to fill in the blanks on Mysterio.
As we sit atop a tower of the Brooklyn Bridge, I tell him the story of the last few weeks, the very last weeks, of Karen's life.
I'm sorry, Matt. I know what you're going through. Happened to me once. It was a long time ago. But not so long ago that I still don't think about it every time I'm trading punches with one of these mental cases. There's nothing worse than losing someone you love to the job.
Yeah. I've been there before, too. But when someone dies after leading a reckless life that inevitably catches up with them, you learn to sleep at night, I guess. Sooner or later.
Yeah. But Karen was an innocent.
The conclusion I've come to after years spent doing this is that there are no innocents. Everyone's guilty. Even us. Especially us. I mean, we're guilty of being bandages on leprosy. Guilty of the hubris that has us believing that we can make a difference. Well, we didn't make any difference to Quentin Beck. All that death and madness he caused. All to prove he wasn't as big a loser as he felt the world thought he was. What a joke. We tell people by putting on these clothes and beating up chain snatchers and muggers, that it'll all be okay. We're here to stop the madness. But we're lying, because we know we can't stop it all. There's too much. And in the case of someone like Karen, we've damned them simply by third-party association. Costumed lunatic A hates me, so in an effort to destroy me, he'll kill hero friend B. It's insanity. Nothing of lasting good comes out of anything we do. Because with Beck and all of his victims of the last few weeks dead and buried, can you tell me one thing in all this, just one thing, that makes any sense whatsoever?
You saved that baby girl's life, Matt. Think about it. Gotta go.
See you around campus!
Thanks, Peter. I owe you one.
Tony, you!
Oh, wait, Natasha!
Psychopath! Perhaps I should extend you the same courtesy you showed me on the roof, yes? Talk fast before I sever your vocal cords.
Mysterio.
That was you?
Yes. I'm sorry. I have some explaining to do.
You do indeed. Come into my parlor. You expect me to believe you were drugged?
Can you think of any other reason I'd attack you like that?
One or two. I'll allow Matthew that perhaps whatever toxin Mysterio poisoned your mind with exacerbated your rage against me. But I think there is something there to begin with.
Like what?
I think beneath your noble, quiet exterior lies the heart of a man who feels betrayed by women. Think about it. You were abandoned by your mother at such a young age. And then when you get involved with women, they scar you terribly. I know I never got serious enough for you. Karen. Poor Karen. She broke your heart too many times to number. That crazed harlot you carried on with, the one with the painted face?
Typhoid Mary.
Yes, such an unfortunate name. And then there's that Greek assassin. Your romantic history leaves much to be desired, Matthew. And that's bound to have affected you over the years. It has, among other things, made you very fragile.
Are you insinuating I'm a misogynist?
No, love. But I do believe you should spend some time doing a little soul-searching. Take a look at your relationship with all things distaff before you head into any other future relationships. Which, I realize, is the last thing on your mind right now. You are one of the only men to ever really touch me, Matthew. I tell you these things not to hurt you, but to help you. Because someone as good as you shouldn't be alone.
She puts her hand gently aside my cheek.
You deserve to be loved and fulfilled in your personal life, because your life as Daredevil will never offer you purchase from the storm. You need a place to hang your heart at the end of the day. You need peace. But if I've ever imparted anything to you, please let it be this. Look within yourself for that peace before you look for it in someone else. Because you'll only be setting that someone else up to disappoint you. Got it, Red?
Got it, Red.
But if you ever try to cripple me again, I'll put the bridge of your nose through your brain.
Yes, dear. I stand on the corner of what used to be my home. There's wooden plank fencing topped with barbed wire around the empty lot now. Kingpin blew it up once, a long time ago. For the first time in my life, I want to thank him. He's given me a chance to rebuild.
I got your call. What's up?
Have you spoken with your mother yet?
She left a message on my answering machine. She called to ask me back to the firm. You too. But I couldn't pick up the phone. I'm not sure how I feel about her right now. Why do you ask, anyway?
Well, you and I are unemployed. Something we never have to be again, if we work solely for ourselves.
Here?
Why not? The lot's mine. And I've recently come into rainy day money that I promised someone I'd put to good, selfish use. So what do you say, Fogg?
Nelson and Murdoch, attorneys at law!
I like it.
St. Vincent's Hospital, in the hall outside the nursery window.
Can you feel them? With your hand on the glass. Can you feel them that way?
Yes. I feel them breathing. The glass heats up and expands as they exhale and yields as they inhale.
I never knew that.
It's slight, but with every breath they take, they affect the structure of the room. I'm sure there's an ironic observation to be made here somewhere. Something about how powerful the seemingly helpless really are, in imperceptible ways.
I don't know if those ways are necessarily imperceptible. That so-called helpless little babe in there brought a mother and son truly together, for the first time in over 30 years. And after everything that's happened to her, she's still able to sleep.
Yep. That's one centered infant.
One centering infant, too. Do you resent her, Maddie?
The baby?
Yes. For being at the center of everything that's happened.
I thought about it for a while. When I dropped her off here after Mysterio killed himself, I couldn't help thinking that Beck put me through all that pain, and all those people had to die. And at the end of it all, the baby was just a baby. And I'm ashamed to say that for a day or two, I did resent her. But then I talked to a friend who helped put things into perspective. And I realized that that little girl, well, she is a savior. She's my savior. Because of her, I can salvage something from this. Without her, I'd have lost more than I did over the last few weeks. I'd have lost my mind, my soul, my faith. And that little girl was the only thing that stood between me and the abyss. And I'll always love her for that.
I'm proud of you, Matthew. You're a good man.
Has she found some parents yet?
Oh, yes. Once the state was able to confirm that there were no living relatives, it took less than a day to find suitable adoptive parents. It's a young couple in New Jersey who've been waiting for a baby for some time now.
That's really great. Maybe they'll allow a visit every once in a while from her Uncle Matt.
They do want to know what the baby's name is, though. Does she have one?
I was never told. I don't think her mother had the chance to name her.
Then I guess we can tell the adoptive parents that they're free to name her what they'd like.
Well, you know, maybe I should. I mean,
do you have a name you'd like to give her, Matthew?
Karen. Her name is Karen.
The kitchen has a sound to it, all its own. A sound I like to think of as its heartbeat. I've felt it since I was a child, even before the accident. It's the rhythm of the trains under the asphalt, the collective murmur of the neighborhood, the hum of the streetlights, even during the day. But I've always felt another presence on these streets, something a little less explicable.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been a month or so since my last confession.
And how do you feel?
I feel like I've remembered something I'd forgotten a long time ago.
That sounds like a good thing. Now, would you like to make a confession of your sins?
Fire. Down the block.
Mommy!
And what sounds like a child trapped by the blaze.
My son?
Sorry, Father. No rest for the wicked.
Excuse me? Hey, where'd he go?
To do my father's work, Padre. To do my father's work.
This has been a graphic audio production of Marvel's Daredevil, Guardian Devil. Copyright Marvel. Unauthorized download and/or duplication is prohibited. Adapted from the graphic novel by Kevin Smith and Joe Quesada. With performances by Jonathan Foyer as Matt Murdock, Danny Stoller as Karen Page, Andy Clements as Maccabees, Colleen Delaney as Natasha Romanoff, Chris Gennebach as Dr. Strange, Blythe Coons as Sister Maggie, Bill Gillette as Foggy Nelson, Robbie Gay as Bullseye, Gregory Waddell as Bale, Tia Shearer as Gwyneth, Tim Getman as Spider-Man, Alyssa Wilmoth as Rosalind Sharp, Tony Nam as Wong, Andy Brownstein as Kingpin, Jennifer Hopkins as Lydia McKenzie, Casey Platt as Liz Osborne, with Nick DePinto, Matthew Bassett, Kimberly Gilbert, Gregory Linnington, James Lewis, Britt Herring, Elizabeth Jernigan, Tim Carlin, Laura C. Harris, and Richard Rowan. Directed and adapted for graphic audio by Richard Rowan. Produced by Rick Rowan and Wayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Dialogue editing by Richard Rowan and Patrick Stratton. Graphic audio sound design by Patrick Stratton. Daredevil theme composed by Thomas Hogan. Special thanks to Jeff Reingold, Jeff Youngquist, Sarah Brunstad, and David Gabriel. If you enjoyed Daredevil Guardian Devil, be sure to look for our other Marvel Comics titles, including Ms. Marvel No Normal, Spider-Man Kraven's Last Hunt, Deadpool Pause, and other great titles available in graphic audio at www.graphicaudio.net. Listen anytime, anywhere with the Graphic Audio Access app, available for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Google Play is a trademark of Google Incorporated. Apple, the Apple logo, iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch are registered trademarks of Apple Incorporated. App Store is a service mark of Apple Incorporated.
If you can't find that graphic audio title you're looking for, go to www.graphicaudio.net, where you can select from over 900 titles and 60 series in either CD or high-quality download formats. If you would like to listen to an entire series, you can conveniently purchase the whole sets on CD or USB flash drive from graphicaudio.net. At graphicaudio.net, you can now earn loyalty rewards points, redeemable toward future online purchases. You can also get full mobile downloads directly to your phone or tablet with our new Graphic Audio Access app, available on all Android and Apple devices, so you can listen on the go, anytime, anywhere. Call 1-800-670-5220 or visit www.graphicaudio.net. Be sure to sign up for our email newsletter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter.